This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. There's growing pressure on Republican senators to call U.S. President Donald Trump's former national security adviser, John Bolton, to testify at the president's impeachment trial after Bolton undercut a key defense argument in the draft of a book. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president and his lawyers say he did not tie withholding military aid to Ukraine to his demand for investigating Joe Biden. But former Trump national security adviser John Bolton alleges in a forthcoming book that's exactly what the president did. As they resumed their case, the president's lawyers did not directly address Bolton's revelations, but Jay Sekulow says there's no proof the president did it.
Not a single witness testified that the president himself said that there was any connection.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says they're out there.
We want Bolton. We want Mulvaney.
Upping pressure on Republicans to allow witness testimony. Four GOP senators would have to sign on, and two are now publicly indicating they're on board, Mitt Romney and Susan Collins. Sagar Magani, Washington.
In a series of tweets, the president is rejecting Bolton's reported account. President Trump has offered China any help needed to combat a deadly outbreak of coronavirus that has killed 81 people. In a tweet, the president said Monday, "We have offered China and President Xi any help that's necessary. Our experts are extraordinary." Beijing, the capital, saw its first death from the illness on Monday. Meanwhile, the Chinese premier has visited the center of the outbreak, the city of Wuhan, to meet with health officials and examine the response to the outbreak. Movement is restricted within the city of Wuhan, and some bus services have reduced their routes. Separately, Mongolia closed its border with China, while Hong Kong and Malaysia announced they would ban entry to visitors from Wuhan. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.